UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
Hi there, here we are again in this English show, this English program, again with all of you, Pierre Vivas, and this is in our original version today with a very exciting program, and with all of you, Ava Painter from the United States. Hello, Ava.
Hello.
And also from Austria, we've got Andreas Feusner.
Hello.
And finally, from Italy, I'm just coming from Italy, we've got Stefania Perozzo.
Hi, everyone. Ciao.
Welcome, all of you, here in Spain. I was thinking about calling this program the Fantastic Four, or Four Fantastic Language Teachers, because I include myself in the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I teach French. Ava, you're responsible for English.
Yes.
Andreas for German and Stefania for Italian. So, first of all, let's talk about your background, your origins, okay? Where do you come from exactly, Ava? Can you tell us from the States? The States are a big country.
Yes. So I grew up right outside the city of Philadelphia. I lived there my whole life.
So in the outskirts.
Yes.
It reminds me of an English series.
Yes, yes.
The Prince of Philadelphia. Oh, you're the Princess of Philadelphia, maybe.
Maybe, I wish. Right outside in the suburbs. And yeah, I lived there my whole life until I went to University of Miami in Florida. And then I came here.
Wow. Really interesting. And is it your first visit to Spain?
No, I've been to Madrid, Barcelona, and Palma de Mallorca on separate occasions, but I always knew I wanted to live here, always.
Always, wow. So interesting. We'll talk about it again later because we want to know a bit more about Andreas Feusner.
Yeah, hello. So I'm from Austria. I've been living in Vienna for the last 5 years, but originally I'm from another small city. It's about 50 kilometers away from Vienna and called St. Pölten. And yeah, I moved to Vienna to study and I really enjoy the city. And it's also not my first time in Spain. I've been to Spain very often. I lived for a couple of months in Barcelona, did there a tourist guide job. Then I studied abroad in Valencia and now I'm here.
Good to know. Really interesting, all of you. And you're very, very young. We'll tell that later also. Stefania, what about you?
Yeah, I come from a really small town in the north of Italy. And it's in Padova. Which is a city near Venice. And my town is called Cervarese Santa Croce. It's in the countryside. It's a really quiet place. There's really nothing to do there. And this isn't the first time I'm in Spain. In fact, I went in Erasmus in Salamanca 1 year, and it was really great. I love Spain.
So I think we are all of us lovers. We all do love Spain very much. And, I'd like to know right now, maybe we'll continue with Ava. Can you tell us what are you doing right now in Spain?
Yes, so I'm teaching English assisting with teaching English. And I'm not the main teacher in the classroom, but my program basically focuses on conversations with the students and just giving them a chance to practice English in real life. They kind of explained that the curriculum in the schools here is very listening based. So the children get to practice listening a lot and a lot of written work, but they don't get many chances to speak with someone. So I make presentations on things that they're interested in or things that they're learning, but mostly I just hold a lot of conversations with them in the classroom.
I think that's the most difficult thing, in my opinion, maybe for Spaniards, maybe. maybe we'll talk about it again. Mm. Many things to tell. Andreas, what about German and what about you? And
yes, I'm the German-speaking language assistant, also in here in like a high school. And I do actually the same thing. Like I'm there for German conversation. I like introduce them to my country because if people think about German, they mostly think about Germany. But there are also other countries where German is spoken. One of the that is my country, Austria, and it has a lot to offer. And so I like introduce them to Vienna, different sites, famous persons. And yeah, I think it's quite interesting. I'm a primary school teacher, and here in the secondary school, it's a bit different, but it's really interesting. So I can learn a lot here.
So nice to hear that. And well, Stefania.
Yeah, I'm.
It's easier maybe for you.
I'm also a language assistant for Italian, and I work in the same high school as Eva and Andreas.
This high school is called Tirano Blanc.
Okay, yeah.
We say hello to the secondary school, the best, of best. Course, the best of the best.
Yeah, very recommended.
Highly recommended, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, the same. I introduced students to my culture, that it's very similar to the Spanish one, and I try to make them speak, because they have some difficulties in speaking. They always speak Spanish and they doesn't practice so much the language. I'm speaking for Italian. I don't know what's the situation.
For me, a lot of kids don't feel comfortable speaking English, but when they do, they're really good. Like, I think they should have more confidence because a lot of them are really good and a majority of them take lessons at home as well. They grew up taking English lessons at home. And then there's definitely a group of kids that are super eager to speak English with me. Every time they see me, they want to practice. They're very proud of it. So it's a mix, but their level is definitely better than what I expected.
So I'm glad to hear that, you know, because I think there is a big lack of confidence maybe in Spain. They think they are not good. And when you think that, maybe you don't speak as well as you can. And what about German? It must be a bit different maybe because it's not that.
Yeah, I think the German is really difficult and the grammar can be difficult. But I think they're also really good, and pronunciation in German is actually easier than English pronunciation for Spaniards. I mean, if they read a text and they know some rules, you also need to know in Spanish, for example. If you learn Spanish, then they really know how to read. And also speaking, we have some students that are really motivated. And yeah, I think like if you would like to learn a language, it's really important to like study a lot. Like you have to study the verbs, you have to decline in different languages. And you need to really like practice a lot. If not, it's difficult.
That's maybe the most difficult for your students in your case.
Yeah.
And about Italian, what is the most difficult thing? Maybe talking? Or?
Yeah, I think that the most difficult thing is the similarities that exist between Italian and Spanish, because they're very similar languages and
misunderstandings or mistakes.
A lot of false friends, that's plenty of. But I have to say that my students have a lower level than I expected. I expected them to talk
a bit better.
Thinking about how similar are the two languages.
Of course.
We are working on it.
well, perhaps you'll come back maybe in a few months and you'll tell me.
Yeah, I hope so.
It depends on your work, remember. High responsibility.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, Eva, and what about your students?
The hardest thing for them?
The hardest thing, yeah.
I would just say it's the confidence, honestly. Like, they have the knowledge, they really do, but a lot of them don't feel comfortable trying. And I know they know it, but I think they're afraid to mess up or afraid to say something wrong, but they should definitely have more confidence because they're really good. And I think the teachers do a really good job at Tirant LeBlanc.
Okay, we'll tell them. Appreciate. We know that. Okay, and not about Ava, but for the others, English is very tough for you. easy? Not that easy.
I think in Austria or in German-speaking countries, everybody needs to speak English. And like also Austria, imagine, it's like a small country in the middle of Europe. So if you go from Vienna, the city I lived like the last 5 years, it takes you just 1 hour to go to Czech Republic, Hungary or Slovakia. So you need to be able to communicate, even though those people also learn German, from like some of them. But I think everybody has at least a decent level to get around.
Okay, and the Italian people?
In Italy, I think the situation is like Spain. We aren't comfortable at all speaking English, and it costs us a lot. And in fact, I feel very uncomfortable when I'm speaking English.
But you're
because
doing well.
No. I have totally lack of confidence, like Eva said. But yeah, we'll try.
Because your Spanish is very good.
We'll
hear you later. I want to hear you in Spanish.
Better than English, I think.
Okay. Well. As a French, I come from a French-speaking country as well, and it's very difficult for French-speaking people sometimes to get sure their English is better than they think. Okay, well now talking about serious things, you arrived here in Spain to Elche. This magnificent city with a big palm grove. You feel like in a fairy tale or something like that. Okay, surrounded by the sea, the sun, always every day. And I'd like to know, what is easy to make friends or settle? How are Spanish people? Or tell us about your personal experience. Ava, maybe?
Okay. Yeah. For me, the transition was easy because I was put into a group chat with all the other people doing my program. So that's how I found roommates. And then in the group chat, they'll plan like meetups so I can meet other people.
You mean American people or?
It's a mix. So the program, it's people from United States, UK, India, Philippines.
Good.
It's quite a mix, but we're all teaching English and some from Scotland, I think. And yeah, we plan like activities where we can meet each other, and the group chat, we're very well connected. We send recommendations, and the Spanish natives in Elche, honestly, everyone I've met, so sweet, so nice, very welcoming. The teachers at our school, very welcoming. So that made the transition a lot easier for me.
So cool to know. What about you, Andy?
I've also been living in Valencia before, and like I did my Erasmus there, like exchange semester. And I think that was a bit easier. The thing was also that I went with a friend from Austria. So, and then we lived with other people from Erasmus. I think here, Spanish people in general are very open. So it's not that difficult to make friends. But it still takes a while, right? And if you live in a place like Elche, it's not the most international place, I would say. So it takes even longer, I would say. But still, you can find people and you can do lots of sports. I think here in Elche there are lots of like sports opportunities. I'm also like member of a climbing association, and I go there almost every second day. So I also met like families, older people, and like people from there.
So glad to hear that. Stefania, that's your turn.
Yeah, I didn't have problems as well. And in fact, I have my roommate, which is Spanish, which is a lovely person. I love her. And I'm also doing a master at the university. So
you're working and doing a master at the same time?
It's a bit
impressive.
It's a bit crazy. I don't have much free time. But and in this master, I'm knowing a lot of people, a lot of Spanish people.
Which kind of master?
Which?
Which kind of master?
It's a master for teaching.
For teaching?
Yeah, an habilitation.
Oh, like it sounds so serious. So you're perhaps thinking even about teaching in Spain?
Yeah, it could be a possibility. totally. And with the people at the master, I'm getting along very well. They're really nice, and I'm getting new friends. So I'm really happy about that.
Good. Well, we'll continue talking about your job here. As a language assistant, what do you like the most about the program?
For me, it's an equal exchange of teaching and learning. Like, I've had jobs where I felt like I wasn't learning as much as I would like to, but I learn something every day, either from my students or from the teachers. I feel like it's very rewarding. It's definitely an equal exchange. And not only am I in English classes, but I'm also in art classes, economics, music, even a Greek class. So every single day I'm learning something new, and that's something that's really important to me. So that's my favorite part.
It's a bit different from the States, maybe.
I just always loved culture exchange. I fell in love with that when I was like 15 or 16, and I started doing trips teaching English. And I just loved that every time I taught something, I learned something in return. I really liked that exchange.
Well, Andreas.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because I'm already a teacher, like in Austria, and I haven't been teaching there. I just graduated in June. So for me, it's a big possibility to really learn lots of different things and also how to teach German, because like one thing is speaking a language as your mother tongue and the other thing is teaching this language. It's like, yeah, I can learn a lot about how to teach German, and also like the teacher I'm with, Patricia. She's really, like, she has lots of experience, 15
years.
Say
hello to Patricia. She's
Hola, Patricia.
Patricia.
Yeah, and it's like really, really nice to be with her and like to learn how she teaches. And yeah.
Good. And well, Stefania. Yeah,
for me, I'm seeing this as an opportunity because I did a master in Italy for teaching Italian as a foreign language. So now I'm practicing my teaching skills and I'm loving it. And also in the future, I'm planning to become a Spanish teacher in Italy. So this is a real practicing thing. I'm really happy with that.
Maybe you'll be a really great teacher as you've done many masters.
I hope
to teach
so.
Spanish, to
I
teach Italian, to, wow, many things. We say hello to Mar as well.
Sì, hola Mar, ciao.
And to Simone.
Ciao Simone, grazie.
We have two Italian teachers.
I miei fantastici professori di italiano, sì.
Ok, vi salutiamo, ciao.
Ciao.
E faremo un programma tutto in italiano
sì,
anche.
Sì, sì, sì.
Ci rivediamo, Stefania. Okay, and Ava, you've got many colleagues. I think I can remember all the names.
A lot of English teachers, yes.
It's very hard to me to say...
Army.
Okay, we say hello to all of them, because
yes,
there are plenty of them. Okay, and well, I heard you in English, but what about your Spanish level at the moment? I want to hear you a bit in Spanish as well.
Okay.
Ava, that's your turn.
Okay. Estoy feliz que estoy aquí, vivo en Elche y me encantaba todo que yo vi aquí. ¿Qué más? Yo amo IES Tirant Lo Blanc y mis estudiantes y me gustaría vivir aquí más años y... Tal vez me gustaría enseñar inglés por más años. Y así hasta.
Muchas gracias.
Necesito practicar un poco.
No, great. Well done, Eva.
Tengo okay. oportunidades para practicar cada día. So.
For sure. Okay. So now, Andreas.
Andreas is Spanish is perfect.
Yeah, ¿de qué hablamos? Es difícil, ¿no?
Cuenta algo. Tú hablas mucho,
algo.
¿No?
Bueno, a mí me gusta viajar. He viajado a Colombia este verano y me gustó mucho. Pero bueno, España me gusta más porque es más seguro, ¿no? Aunque, bueno, aquí también hay ambiente latino. Eso también me gusta mucho. Y claro, como flamenco, cosas así. Y sí, por eso igual decidí volver a España, ¿no? Y quería volver a Valencia porque ahí todavía tengo amigos. Pero bueno, tampoco estoy muy lejos de ahí, ¿no?
No, estamos muy cerquita, ¿no? Muchas gracias, Andreas. Estefania.
ha llegado mi parte favorita de la entrevista.
Sí, wow.
Por fin puedo hablar español. La verdad es que me siento muy cómoda hablando español. Y en inglés, pues no tanto. Tengo que practicarlo. Y bueno, qué decir, me encanta el español. O sea, me encanta de verdad. Y tengo la suerte de conocer a un montón de gente, pues que me enseña palabras, expresiones. Y es una gran oportunidad para mí. Así que muy feliz con ello.
Okay. Beautiful. Y ahora tú, Pierre, por favor.
Claro.
En tu idioma.
Queremos tu voz.
I don't speak Spanish. I'm sorry.
Maybe you can tell us something in Valenciano.
En Valencia. Oh, yeah. También en Valencia. Molt bé. You also speak a bit of Valenciano, Andreas. You're amazing. Sí, bueno, pues también tenéis mi voz en español. Wow, voz
wow.
Radiofónica. For the radio, just for the radio. Mm. Okay, y en Valencia también. So, you know, well, by the way, this program is also, we've got this program also in Catalan, in Spanish, French, Italian, and English. So, the same program from this original version has now, this is our 15th anniversary, so 15 years doing this program. It's really amazing. Thank you, the UMH Radio, to do that, to help us doing this program. I'm really glad to have this opportunity with all of you today. And I think it's good for people to hear some programs, some podcasts as well in English, Spanish, Italian, and you will. And I hope you will come back another day, and we can do another program if you want to. Okay, well, now I'd like to hear something, maybe something fun or dramatic about your stay in Spain. Okay. Or who knows, some misunderstanding about the language or even a culture shock. Something that happened to you. I think there must be something.
Yes. It wasn't super dramatic, but two major differences from the United States for me. In the United States, we really eat dinner at like 5, 6, 7, mostly 6, I would say. And here, the restaurants don't, you know, even open till 8. So eating dinner at 9 was definitely an adjustment. Also, the two kisses when you greet someone.
Oh, yeah.
Americans don't do that at all. Like, at most, maybe you shake their hand. So when I had that at first, I was...
It was quite surprising.
Right, yes. But it's nice. It's very amicable and very sweet. But those were probably two of my biggest adjustments, I would say. Yeah.
Andreas, what about you?
I had my culture shock when I was living in Valencia. It was 2 years ago. The first month I was really like positive. I thought, okay, nice, I'm in Spain finally, whatever. And like after a while I thought like, wow, why are they so loud? Is it so dirty here? Whatever. And like this was my culture shock. This was the moment I felt bad, and then I got over it and now I'm happy. This like we don't talk so loud, you know, like in Austria we're not used to it. And people here, sometimes for us it can be like crying, you know? Big difference.
I understand you.
Yeah, for me, I really didn't have many cultural shock because I think Italian and Spanish people are really, really, really similar. Our cultures are really similar. That we also greet people with two kisses, but in at the contrary verse.
Yeah, yeah.
So always,
I'm
almost kissing the other people because we.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we know that.
Yeah.
It happens also with Belgian people. They do that like the Italian way, and in France you must do the master because it depends on the place. Maybe it's two kisses, three kisses, or four kisses. So and
wow.
In different senses. So. Impossible. Definitely difficult. Okay, so nice to hear it. Well, I'd like to know as well, but I know that some of you speak different languages. Do you have a preferred language? And also, I'd like to know which is your preferred word or sentence in Spanish, even maybe in slang if you have got one. Tell us, please. Come on. I see you thinking.
I can't say it, but... the bad words in Spain, I think, are so funny.
really?
Yeah, I think they're really funny. Because I was watching for the first time La Casa de Papel. Okay. And that's where I learned a lot of the bad words in Spanish. And sometimes I hear the students say them. But yeah, I like, you know, how they translate directly is really funny. There's a lot of references to like a mother, and then I think I also, some people say like la leche, like when someone's really
leche,
someone's
you
really
say the
cool
milk in English, it's
yeah
fun.
It's very strange, like it obviously translates to milk, yeah. But like when someone wants to say, oh, she's so cool, like es la leche,
es
like
la leche.
That, I
yeah,
love
really.
That one, I think that one's so funny.
Yeah, really, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
My preferred language, I would say, is Spanish. I mean, I can speak English, but I like Spanish more. I can feel like I have a bit different personality. And like I like the how people in Spain here cheer, you know. It's like, que no polla, no folla, and I don't want to continue.
I won't translate it. No, no translation.
No, vamos a continuar. No. Ah, okay, my turn. Well, I love Spanish. I think Spanish is my first preferred language, followed by Portuguese. They are very similar, but
I want
I
to
love
hear
them.
You in yeah. Portuguese as well.
Later,
so first
later.
Of all, later.
Later.
Okay, later.
Later. Eu falo português, porque eu amo. E minha expressão favorita, pues, a mim me encanta quando se expressa surpresa, dizendo, ala. Me encanta. E também me encanta, se se pode dizer, porque é um pouco vulgar, não me jodas.
Yeah,
okay. É buenísima, buenísima, me encanta.
I love that one.
Pero hay muchas.
A lot of them, really, really, really. Eu falo um bocadinho do português também.
Ai, que bom, vamos falar. Mas eu falo português do Brasil.
Do Brasil.
Do Portugal,
sim.
Não sou tão fluente.
Wow, it's so lovely to hear this language as well.
É muito
lovely
bom.
Language. Yeah. Do you speak other languages? What about you?
I mean, my Spanish is not great, but it's. I'm working on it. I knew a little bit of Italian, you know, some phrases.
I heard you before the program, and
barely.
It was great.
Yeah, and just a few phrases here and there. But honestly, I would really love to learn French. Like, if there's a day and a time where I can, you know, start that, I would like to do that soon. I mean, I have a lot on my plate right now, but I love the language. I love the way it sounds. I like a lot about French, so I'd like to learn French.
Ava in Paris.
Emily
in Paris. Bienvenue, voilà, je vais parler en français, là, comme ça, c'est wow, la langue de l'amour.
Maybe.
So, oh, yeah. Andreas is still laughing. So, Andreas...
If I speak other languages, yeah, I speak, like, I have some basic, really basic knowledge in, I don't know, like Turkish or
wow.
Bulgarian.
Turkish, Bulgarian, wow.
Turkish, like, merhaba, seni seviyorum, you know, like, really basic things, but, yeah. For students in Austria, because Austria is very international, and...
Yeah, definitely. Wow. And I know that you can also speak Spanish with very different accents. I heard you. Can you do the Chilean accent, maybe?
Hola, viejo culiao. ¿Qué así?
So, amazing, really.
An amazing guy.
No, really.
Spanish.
Now speak in Valenciano.
Valenciano?
Yeah.
No parlo Valencia. No puedo. I can't say more.
No. I know that you sometimes say words and some sentences.
And then, yeah, like...
Yeah. No, great, definitely. Well, we have only, 2 minutes left for the end of the program. Do you want to say something about your stay in Spain, something you're doing every day?
For me, I'll go quickly. Definitely feel like I'm living a healthier and happier lifestyle overall. In the United States, I needed a car to go everywhere, and Elche is very walkable. I walk everywhere. Anything that I need, I can step outside and get it. The people here are happier, and that just radiates, and definitely impressed with the lifestyle here. Very happy to be here.
Okay, Andreas.
I think if somebody of you thinks about doing a similar thing, like in Austria, Germany, or different countries, you have the possibility, even though you're not a teacher, you know, you need just to have a grado, like a bachelor's, and you could go to Austria, also met people over there, and they really enjoyed it.
Stefania.
Yeah, I agree with Andreas. It's a really great opportunity to live a new experience, living in a new country, making new friends, practice your languages, the languages you know, and I totally recommend it.
Time flies, it's time to say goodbye. Wish you the best and maybe see you soon again on the radio before you leave Spain. I hope so. It was a really exciting program, a really exciting show. Thank you all and wish you the best. And this was UMH Radio in original version with Pia Vives. Bye bye.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego, ciao.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.